بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just for Yusuf Bhai, when completed, he mentioned that thing that will really make Hafzat happy, when we start making our Islah and bring Sunnat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. So, to make effort, make dua to then make effort that Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq of bringing every Sunnat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. یہ ہمارے حضرت والا کا کلام ہے، عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز ثانی، حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامن برکاتہ دام اللہ فیوزہم علینا. اور اس کلام کا عنوان ہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. سامنے اس خوف قیامت، سامنے اس خوف قیامت، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت. سامنے سا خوف قیامت، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. سامنے سا خوف قیامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے. ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے. میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے. میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے،
میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، سامنے سخوف قیامت ہے، سامنے سخوف قیامت ہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، سامنے سخوف قیامت ہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت ہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، حضرت والا کا مقتا ہے، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے،
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت بي نسلا لذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظم، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected ulama kiram, elders and friends, in my very broken and useless way, whatever we have heard and learned from our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahab Daan Barakatum, Hakimul Ummat of this Zamana, I will try and put forward as a muzakara for myself and all of us. And what does niyat have we have learned, with an open heart, that how we can also get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can also get in that category as Hazrat Damat Barakatum, Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum teaches us that Aashiko mere naam bhi lik jayega. That Allah, out of just without deserving it in the least, but Allah is very kareem, Allah is extremely kind, Allah's kindness is beyond our imagination, Allah Ta'ala's kareemi is beyond our expectations. As Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, Kareem is that great being, الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ إِسْتِحْقَاقٍ. Without deserving it, Allah Ta'ala blesses us and favors us. And to understand this fact and reality, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ في أي سورة ما شاء ركبك. أو إنسان، ما غرك بربك الكريم. What has given you deception with regard your Rabb, that great being who brought you into existence, that great being who is sustaining you, who is nourishing you, who's got more feeling for you than your own parents, your own mother in particular. And ما غرك بربك الكريم. And Allah Akbar, how beautifully Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb of the whole universe. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, your Rabb, I'm your Rabb. That is why so beautifully when we go into ruku, into sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Allah is everybody's Rabb, but Allah is my Rabb also. When we make this contact with Allah, then we'll enjoy, as our Dada Shaykh says, when you go into sajda, now what you are saying, you're talking to Allah, Meri Ali Shan Rabba ki paaki bayan karta hu. That Allah, I am announcing, I'm just overjoyed to realize and recognize my uselessness. The best part of my body, my face, which I love so much, I take so much care, I'm prepared to put it in the ground. In my face, my head, my brains, which I think I'm so intelligent, wallah, my brain is totally useless and it's all a gift from you. And wallah, you are totally pure, you are totally pure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Rabb of yours, Allah who has created an insan, bi rabbikal kareem, your Rabb who brought you into existence, insan, what has given you dhoka? How can you forget your Allah and why Allah ta'ala created you? Because Allah is kareem, Allah is very, very kind. Alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak. Allah ta'ala explains one aspect of His kindness, that Allah ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqak. Who is your Rabb? Over and over, what is our purpose and object of life? The recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us from the opening chapter of Quran Kareem, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Rabb of Alameen. If there's any praises that belongs to anybody, whether Allah ta'ala praises His bandas, like Allah ta'ala praises the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran Kareem, many, many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Waskur abdana Ayyub, Waskur ibadana, innahu awwab, all the beautiful praises of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all the praises that Allah gives to banda, or the banda praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or one banda praises another banda, one servant praises another servant, all this belongs only to Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. Allah who brought everything out from non-existence into existence. Why all this? Because Allah is Kareem. Alladhi yatafadhalu alayna biduni istihqaq. Without deserving it in the least, but Allah Ta'ala favors, that Allah Ta'ala is showing us, Alladhi khalaqa, who created you? Today we don't have, our Shaykh says, so busy, too busy. No time for Allahu Akbar, no time for dua, no time to ponder 1-2 minutes. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Hala ta'ala al-insan, heenum min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Hala ta'ala al-insan, insan, now we created you, we gave you this great gift of insaniyat, we made you the ashraful makhlukat, but you don't have time in your whole, that once upon a time you are non-existent. Now you are too busy in all your own thinking that I'm very, very busy. But what you are busy doing if you are not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَا. Shaitan fools us that I am doing very good work. I am very busy. I am busy preparing this show. I am busy preparing this thing and that thing. I am very busy. If we haven't recognized Allah, Allah says, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ. All your effort is taking you into deviation. All your effort is taking you into total loss. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ. That great being who recognized you, who's your Rabb, who's your creator, your sustainer, your nourisher. And then when Allah ta'ala created you, فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. See how beautiful, well-balanced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Allahu Akbar. So well balanced, our Shaykh gives such a beautiful example. Hazrat says, if we had to be thinking of our own creation, and we had to be planning our own bodies, then Allahu Akbar, we see when a child is born, for the first few months there's no teeth in the mouth of the child also. And gradually the teeth comes out, because now the child has to feed on the mother. And how the child, so when the child feeds on the mother, sometimes the child bites the mother. Imagine if the teeth was there. How the painful it is. But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created us. Allah ta'ala knows everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so balanced that teeth comes out on its appropriate time. First the milk teeth, you still have to eat all soft type of food. Then the actual teeth that comes out. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that teeth just stop at a certain growth. Insan, we should think that no, now in 2 years that teeth must be 1 centimeter. Huh? After another 2 years, let it grow another 1 centimeter. And a person by the time you reach your age to get married, 20, 25 years. And Hazrat says it so beautifully. Now you go and see that girl. It is sunnah to see the girl before you get married also. And now when your teeth are so huge, almost 2.5 to 4 or 5 centimeters, and now you go and smile where that girl, she'll run away. Why, is this a bulldozer or what is this? But Hazrat says, you don't have to worry, her teeth will be just so big. So she, you also will get scared for her. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَوَّاكَ, how well balanced we made you. And فَعَدَلَكَ, not only we made you well balanced, with total ihtidal, with total moderation. Everything Allah ta'ala gave us perfectly balanced. And this is our deen and this is tasawwuf. To have this ihtidal in our life. Not to become overtaken. Now we come to a islahi jalsa, we become overtaken, so to say, over pious. That is why it's so important to have a guide, to have a sheikh. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anybody thinks that why I need a sheikh, why? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Daum Barakatum Arif Billah, our great honorable Dada Sheikh, gives a beautiful answer. He says, very simple, that where we know the effect of magnet. Magnet pulls another magnet. Now if somebody asks you, why does this magnet pull another magnet? Where does it get this effect? Allah Ta'ala created it. It is a creation of Allah, and this is the system of Allah. So when one magnet Allah has made that system to pull another magnet, then the spiritual magnet, the heart, will only get pulled to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the system of Allah. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ مُسْتَقِيمُ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. If you want to come on this path which Allah ta'ala has made for our tarbiyat, for our nourishment to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the path we have favored. If you don't connect yourself to the Ahlullah, then you will lose yourself. You won't know how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will become over pious. Like we know the famous incident in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, three of them taught that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a great personality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's piety. And where can we ever reach the piety of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But how are we going to manage to get the opportunity to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah? So one sahabi decides that now my whole life, I won't get married. My whole life, another sahabi decides, my whole life I'll just keep rozas all the time. The third sahabi decides, whole life I won't sleep. I'll just be engaged in tahajjud. When this comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest sheikh that ever came to the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us so beautifully, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest favor that ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, particularly upon the believers, although it is a favor for the whole of mankind, but why Allah ta'ala mentions particularly for the believers, those who have recognized, so to say, the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to really understand what is this position, we think we have recognized Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. As our Shaykh teaches us, what, we can't understand. Thoughts just come, you can't realize what Hazrat has taught us. Your whole life, if you sit and make shukr in sajda, it is not sufficient. Then the Allahu Akbar, the Ahlullah, the whole silsila. Then the shukr that Allah Ta'ala is saying that we, the greatest favor Allah Ta'ala could have done to you. And what great stress Allah Ta'ala is saying it. If we understand, the ulama will explain to us. Laam wa zabar comes for stress. The word qad is also for stress. The verb Allah Ta'ala is used, manna wa noon saqeela taqeed. So much stress that undoubtedly, laqad manna Allahu ala al-mu'mineen. Particularly upon the believers. That those who have recognized and think and brought iman in Allah and His beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did such a great favor, is ba'asa fihim rasulam min anfusim. When we send a Nabi from amongst themselves, not a farishta, not somebody else, that now we can say that's a farishta, how can we follow him? Allah Ta'ala sends such a great personality, a Nabi from amongst our own species. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this news came to him, this sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, this thought came to mind, and what a noble thought.
What a great thought! But when there's no moderation, there's no itidal, فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. Anything, there's no itidal. In our body also, all the different things Allah Ta'ala has placed in our body. If there's no itidal in our salts, our sugars, etc., then a person, his life goes haywire. Spiritually also, if there's no itidal, too much of one side, then a person's life goes haywire. And for this, Allah Ta'ala has sent particularly the spiritual doctors, starting off with the greatest, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the greatest favor we did upon you, when we send a Nabi from amongst yourself. The primarily work of Nabuwat, the main task of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from inception, from birth first of all, yatlu alayhim ayati. Start teaching how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach your children from the first thing a child should be learning, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just start Allahu Akbar before their child even comes into the world. And this is nothing something far-fetched. We hear today of incidents of our great pious personalities. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayhi, his whole lineage, paternal, maternal, what a family. That a whole, when his great, when grandfather or great-grandfather was born, Hazrat knew quarter para hibs already. The Quran Sharif, the mother used to recite while the child was in the womb. Today doctors are telling us and discovering that whatever a woman does in pregnancy, it affects the child. Nabi Kareem Sawasam taught us this over 1400 years ago. And from where? وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uttered is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the primarily effort, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. Let this heart become what fitrat, it needs some nur, it needs some light. So, when we learn from the start, from the beginning, teach our child how to recite kalima, the name of Allah, as the child comes to consciousness, start teaching the child how to recite the Arabic alphabets, how to pronounce it. This was the primary duty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yatlu alayhim ayati wa yuzakkihim. Quran Sharif is the nur that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that nur starts coming in the heart, now that person starts coming to his senses. At that time, what was the most important duty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now purifies that heart, keep that heart pure and clean. Save that heart from getting attached to all the different things around it. And that heart now, that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be saved in that heart. So this was one of the great works of Nabuwat. And what a splendid job Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. That Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasaf Daum Barakatum says, the greatest position any human being could have achieved after Nabuwat is the position of Sahabiyat. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they achieved this position? By the Sohbat, the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1 minute, a person came in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes without even ibadat. Allahu Akbar. One Sahabi, all the time, before he accepted Islam, Aliyazu Billah, he had hate and nafrat. But the thought came to his mind all of a sudden, that I must accept Islam. He goes in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brings Islam, the announcement for jihad, comes in his heart, I must go in jihad. Not one namaz, not one roza he kept, he becomes shaheed. The whole accepted belief of all the ulama of the Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat, the greatest wali after the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, cannot reach the position of the lowest ranking Sahabi. And what was this? The sohbat, this company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That deen has come from heart to heart. From kitabs you'll get the knowledge of, but deen, the nur of deen, and this balance of deen. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that, look at the tazkiyah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'anum. And he said that it comes to my notice that certain people, what is wrong that they have made these intentions. I am the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I also get married. I also, sometimes I keep roza, sometimes I don't keep roza. Part of the night I sleep, part of the night I get up and I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna li jasadika alayka haqqun. That this body Allah has given you has got certain rights upon you. You have to give your body that particular rest that it needs. Give your body and take care of your body also. Then, wa inna li nafsika alayka haqq. Your soul has got certain rights. Your wife, your children, they have got certain rights. So balance. When there's itidal, when there's balance, Allahu Akbar. When there's balance in there, then a person's whole life becomes deen. That now you have performed your namaz, our Shaykh says so beautifully. When a gathering of zikr takes place, and after that gathering is over, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says through the beloved lips of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell them, kumu maghfurul lakum. That now get up. You made your zikr now. Now go home. Go and sit and talk to your wife. Go and make jokes and talk to your wife and family in such a state that you are totally forgiven. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. In other words, now take that noor home also. Don't waste that noor outside the masjid and now getting involved in ghibat, getting involved, like Hazrat says, in the PPC club, which generally is very hot in the month of Ramadan. Pavement Panchat Club. The few minutes taleem will take place in the masjid. No, we are, as shaitan puts this borge on us, that I stood for 20 rakats tarawih. Where's Allahu Akbar? Many of us, sadly, like our Hazrat says, today we are blaming the children, that they will even announce in the masjid, the children are making so loud noise, they mustn't come to the masjid. But Hazrat says, when you look around, pachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. When you see some elderly people are sitting at the back, and they talking, when the imam goes into ruku, you start your tarawih. And you're very happy, I read 20 rakats namaz. So shaitan puts that board, where now I'm going to stand for another 5 minutes, 10 minutes kitab reading, we can't sit. Because shaitan has put that, make our minds feel. And thus when we don't have this noor and the company, the sohbat of the ahlullah, then everything feels very hard. Allahu Akbar. To leave out disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seems impossible. But wallah, with the sohbat and with the current of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guna chorna asaan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. Forget doing ibadat. Forget enjoying sitting and listening to one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To leave out the disobedience of Allah won't be easy, will be enjoyable now. Those things that our Shaykh says, we thought I can't do. Me, I must kill. I must keep in touch with my sports. I must know who's hitting a century and who is Allahu Akbar. And how shaitan has fooled us today. Sports is, like our Shaykh says, has become like a god. And we fool ourselves that as Muslims we get involved in sports and we feel honored. This sportsman, Muslim sportsman, because he hits so much, now I feel honored to be a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْوُهُ وَلَعِبُ. This world is just for play, sports, and tomfoolery, and pastime. How can you be happy for that? How can you be overjoyed if Allah ta'ala send you for that? When we don't realize our object and purpose, and we think, يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَّةً. What a great task he's doing. What a professional he is. Respected elders and friends, our senses will come right in the company of the Ahlullah. Allahu Akbar. Look how Nabi Kareem made the tazkiyah, made the tarbiyat of these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look how we created you. فَصَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي دَسْفَكْ. Where we went from. That دَسْفَكْ we should realize that فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as insan out of the karam, the puzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that we deserve it in the least, but this ayat ulama have explained from two dimensions. One is fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. That just look how beautiful Allah ta'ala has created you. Insan, the best of all creation. And how every human being just wants to see himself in a mirror. And he admires himself. He feels very honored. Again, the tazkiyah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How beautiful. Didn't stop us from looking into the mirror. But when you look into the mirror, don't just look at the zahiri. Don't just look at the outward. Look deeper into the mirror. And how beautifully Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us the masnoon du'as. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. Fahassin khuluki, ya Allah. I'm looking at myself, I feel so honored. I'm so handsome, I'm this. But who gave me this beautiful form? I think I'm very handsome. I think I'm very... Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat says, when you just become matured, now you worried of your handsomeness, you worried of your beauty, and you're standing in front of the mirror all the time. Our Honorable Illustrious Zahra Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Daam Barakatum, and these are the Ahlullah. To make us realize what is reality. Look beyond and become real, become a real person. Our deen also has to become real. Look like the Sahabi. They had over-enthusiasm in deen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put them in tidal. But the reality of deen comes into proper perspective. That when it's time to take care of your family, Allahu Akbar. Then that time, which even you used to spend your ibadah, tahajjud guzar, all the time you never must tahajjud. Your wife is sick, what is the taqaza now? Your tahajjud is her khidmat now. Even just consoling her, and just pacifying her, making her feel nice, that is your tahajjud. And Allahu Akbar. Like on one occasion, Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person went with him for Hajj, and then he fell ill there. Now he couldn't do tawaf, etc. So he felt very upset and very despondent, and he said, Hazrat, what I expected, I'll make tawaf, etc. I can't do it. Hazrat consoled him and said, Aapko muft mein Hajj mil raha hai. You're getting free of charge. What more you want? That your Hajj is accepted. Allah has brought the sickness. Your Hajj is accepted. We don't know our amal whether it's accepted or not. And like our Shaykh says, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Who taught the world of sick leave? Who taught the world of old age pension fund? Who taught the world of travel allowance? Today we think, oh, my boss is very good. He gives me travel allowance. He gives me sick leave. Allah Ta'ala taught the world. Allahu Akbar. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, that person who recognizes the favors of Allah, and you become the obedient, the die-hard servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the lover of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you spend your time in the obedience of Allah, your youth, your health, your wealth in a path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that occasion is going to come as Allah Ta'ala who created us, Allah knows us, like Hazrat Hakim Sahib was mentioning, that when you're young, you're standing in front of the mirror and just watching. Now our Shaykh says you're watching your hairstyle, which way your curve must go of your hair, etc. And now you want a hanky, no more wiping your nose on your sleeve, etc. Because now you think, hey, people must watch me, people must see me. But Hazrat says, Kalta naksha jawani ka, aje lakab nana nani ka. That day you are standing like a young boy, I'm the role model. But you forget one day you will become an old man. So Allah Ta'ala knows that what transformation we're going to go through. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has spelled it out in the Qur'an Kareem very beautifully. Allah الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبا. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, we created you weak. And who took care of you? Like Hazrat says, this bosa that comes in our head, that if we don't have secular education, our daughters don't have, how they going to love? How? Hazrat Allah Ta'ala says, 9 months in the womb of our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully. 9 months in the womb of your mother, who fed you there? When you are a small child, Allahu Akbar, who fed you there? Nabi Kareem saw some one dua so beautifully. And what duas? And this is tarbiyat. Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. What a beautiful kitab prepared, Mujajati Maqbool. And our elders, and this is our ma'mulat also. That to take out time to make munajat, to talk to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to read these duas. Ya Razika Tifli Saghir. Waja Jabir Al-Azmil Kasir. That, oh, that great being who feeds that small little baby. That baby who can't do anything. Who is feeding that baby? It's no mother, it's nobody's. Allahu Akbar. Who has given that baby that understanding, that ability, that when a baby is hungry, it looks for the breast of the mother. And Allah's system, when that baby wants that milk, and according to the nurturement of that child, Allah Ta'ala makes that milk accordingly. Allah thickens that milk and thickens that milk. When that baby needs that milk, that mother's breast starts getting full. According to the need, that baby gets its food. Allahu Akbar. We brave. Allah Ta'ala save us. One accident, you break your hand, you break your leg. We think the doctors can. Allah Ta'ala who gave us this body without any faults, free of charge. One small problem, the doctors now they make us like what? They'll use the screws and they'll use all these things and plates. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ya Jabir al-Azm al-Kasir. Oh, that great being who will fix that broken bone of mine. But this reality, we forget about it. We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Just think the surah when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, look deeply, O Allah, you gave me this form. It's not my own, it's only your favor. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat says, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Everybody desires to be good looking. Everybody desires to have more prosperity. Everybody is desiring success. Everybody is desiring contentment. And all our desires Allah has prescribed in the Quran Kareem. And that is Rabb. That is our Allah. And this is what we will learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to know me, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. That all this what I did for you is out of the demand of my mercy. Allah is extremely kind. But fas'al bi khabira, jo ba khabar hai. Allahu Akbar. Our Honorable Illustrious Zahra Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawam Barakatum says so beautifully. That my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi has given this beautiful tarjuma, jo ba khabar hai. He says, the tarjuma puts you into wajh, ecstasy. Just look what the tarjuma he gave. What an explanation. Jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, go and sit in their company. Just sit in their company and see what you'll get. Then you'll realize and then you'll appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is extremely merciful. Allah ta'ala gave me this beautiful body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me all of this free of charge. Now when you look into the mirror, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. Oh Allah, you beautified my outward features. Now more deeper than that, look at reality. It's not just this body that's your makeup. The most important thing, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the composition of everything in this world. Two parts. One is the outward body in everything, even in our ibadat. One is the outward thing and one is the reality, the ruh, the soul of everything. And this is what tasawwuf is, to bring alive the soul in every aspect of our life. And not remain like kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only know the outward things of dunya, the artificial beauty, the outward enjoyment, and they get overtaken with it. They get so overtaken that they become intoxicated with that and they start saying, In hiya illa hayatna dunya namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu mabusin. This is one life. You get, like, you'll see many people, non-Muslim so-called friends that you have some taluk, they say you only got one life, you must enjoy yourself. And sadly, if we don't have connection with the Ahlullah, we also get overtaken with these statements. And like Hazrat says, this monkey business of theirs, that not only they make us monkeys, they make us like donkeys. And we think a big achievement, I also did bungee jumping. Allahu Akbar. There you lose your life, Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written, you'll fall under the threat of being taken, committing suicide. And we think, big achievement I achieved. So let us come to reality, let us come to our senses, that this life, this outward things of dunya, this is all the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us not be just overtaken with outward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent to show us reality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the world reality. When those sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were soaked in the doldrums of oppression, in the doldrums of lust and pleasure and enjoyment, Allahu Akbar, what brought them out from there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the picture before. What has transformed these great personalities? On the one time they were in zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. They were in depths of darkness. Like the more deeper you go into the ocean, the more dark it becomes. In the depths of darkness, that they could love their hands, they couldn't even see their hands. And darkness, Allahu Akbar, real darkness, as Hazrat explains, is the darkness of filth and sin. Like so beautifully Hazrat explains, one person came and asking the fatwa from one mufti sahab that this boy and girl got involved in illicit affairs and landed up in zina. So somebody asked mufti sahab, what is this matter he brought to you? He said, zulumatum ba'dhu wa fawqa ba'd. Darkness upon darkness, that is what they landed up into. So when this darkness was overtaken in the world, Allah who is our Rabb, Allah who brought us into existence, like a mother is so concerned for every aspect of her child. The mother makes her blood into water. The mother makes her night into day. The mother forgets about her sickness. She forgets about the hunger for my small child. My child must be the role model. So much pain the mother will go, even you become married. Wallah, the mother has got more feeling for you than your own wife. One great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was also locked up and put in jail. And unnecessary, as Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah, Adamat Barakatum explained last night so beautifully, that this was the trend of the Ahlullah. They used to be jailed for the trivial things of this dunya, but that was istiqamah. They were firm. They showed us for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَعْسَاءِ وَالذَّرَّاءِ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, you think you're just going to enter Jannah like this? And we're not going to put you through to the test of the people that came before you. And Allah's karam and kindness also, out of our weakness, Allah doesn't even put us through those tests. And we shouldn't look forward for tests, and shouldn't wait when the test is coming. Look at the tazkiyah in the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Always ask for afiyat, salamat. Hamesha, Allahumma inna sa'alaka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afata da'ima. All the time afiyat and salamat. So these tests will come upon the people. So when these tests come, how to be steadfast and how to be firm. So this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was also put in jail. His son wrote a letter to him and he said, Abba, we are really missing you. We are really missing you. When are we making dua every day for your release? We want to see you. What a reply he wrote. He said, oh my son, I also miss you. And remember, my love for you is much more than yours. And I am missing you much more than you think you are missing me. Then he explained. He says, you are like one part of my body. So when you miss me, you just like one part of yours that is missing, and you came out from me, I am the whole of you. I am the whole of you, you're just a part of me. So I am the whole of you, can you imagine how do I feel for you? But remember, all the separations of this world are just temporary separations. If we don't meet in this world, inshallah by Allah Ta'ala we'll meet and we'll never be separated. And if you build this connection in this world already, a poet says it so beautifully, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِنْ فَارَقْتَهُ مِنْ إِوَزٍ وَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ إِنْ فَارَقْتَهُ مِنْ إِوَزٍ. Everything in this world, if it's separated from you, you lose it, then one day you will get it back, inshallah. But there will be some replacement. But if you disconnect yourself from Allah, if you lose your connection with Allah, and you leave this world, you'll never get that connection back. So that is why Allah is our Rabb, Allah who is so kind, as we are explaining how the feeling of a mother, but Allah Ta'ala has presented the word Rabubiyat in the Qur'an Kareem, the word Rabb, to show us this Rabubiyat, that Allah who made us, Our mothers didn't make us, yet they got so much feeling. Allah who made us, Allah has got more feeling for every need of ours than more than our parents. And what do they know of our needs? Allah has created us and Allah has created needs for us. And Allah has created the means to fulfill our needs also. And that mother who's got proper understanding, so much feeling she's got for the needs of her child, of his physical needs. But that mother who's got deep understanding, she's more concerned of her child's spiritual needs. And making dua all the time. And like I said, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, in this zamana, our recent times, look at the lineage of Hazrat Shaykh. The parents all the time, because of concern for their children, engage in zikr, engage in tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. All this so that that effect can rub off onto my child. Hazrat says so beautifully, that today we are complaining that the child is like this, Mawlana Sahib, give some taweez, give this. But Hazrat says, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. This beautiful dua, if we want our children to become pious, we should read this dua. Even in namaz, in the attahiyat, after your last dua, you can read this dua. And we should read it. But in this dua, Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That we want our whole house to be muttaqeen, to be pious. And Allah is teaching us, you the imam of your house, so you first become a muttaqi so that you can be the imam in your house. So if we become the imams, and how to become the imams in the sohbat and the company when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala saw the world in darkness. Allah Ta'ala, to refuge the world, Allah Ta'ala stand, what a light! قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala says on the one hand, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We did the greatest favor. Ya Allah Ta'ala is showing to the whole of mankind, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. What has come to you? And here the address particularly, the idolaters, the kuffar of Makkah, the first recipients of Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah is telling them, you're lost in darkness. You all forgot insaniyat, you all forgot humanity. As Hazrat Mawlana last night explained so beautifully, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mujaddidi Millat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. And this is why they are given this title, Hakimul Ummat. Allah says, يُوْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُوْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. This hikmat, this wisdom, this foresight, this nur of iman, this basirat, is given directly from Allah. يُعْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Whoever Allah Ta'ala decides, and Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, down Barakatum, our Honorable Dada Shaykh, teaches us so beautifully. He says, these ayats, where you see Allah's mashiyat, Allah's rahmat, that beg Allah, Ya Allah, through the wasila of your rahmat that you have mentioned in this ayat, through the wasila of this mashiyat that you have mentioned in this ayat, that make my tazkiyah also. Give me also this hikmat. Give me also this rahmat. Grab me and make me also. Ya Allah, pull me towards you also. So beg Allah Ta'ala through these wasilas of this mashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, who we give this wisdom and foresight, they have been given a great deal. And look at Hakimul Ummat. What a deal Allah Ta'ala has given him. The Mujaddid of the time. And like Hazrat Mawlana explained last night, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat used to say, what is this tasawuf? What is this object in coming to sit in the khanka here? That agar insan bannao to yaha aja. First to realize what is humanity. When we lost our sense of humanity, that was the days of jahiliya, ignorance. Today the days of so-called, we are very technologically advanced. And not only technologically advanced, every aspect in deen, as far as resources are concerned, they were not like in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in the matters of deen also, so advanced, but like Hazrat says, we only get overtaken when the thing, the prescription is given to us, simple, straightforward, ad-deenu yusrun. Come on to sunnat, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come. We don't get happy with that. No, if it is told to us, Allah Akbar, Hazrat gave that beautiful example. He says, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat again was traveling in the train, and he was sitting in the first class, one person was sitting next to him. After a while, one person came, and the person that was sitting next to him, he told Hazrat, he's not listening, he don't want to. So Hazrat told him, just pacify him, keep him quiet, just now we're getting off. So then when that person went away, Hazrat asked him, what's that, what he came to tell you about? He says, it's our dog that he's looking after, the back coach. So then Hazrat explained to him that it's not nice to keep a dog. So he's asking, why? I'm a Muslim person, professor from Aligarh University. So then Hazrat Hakimul Ummat said, I can give you two answers. One is the main answer. One is the actual, real answer. And one is the by the way answer. So he says, what is the main answer? He says, it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ka hukam hai. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, we shouldn't keep dogs as pets. So he said, acha. So he says, tell me the other answer also. Then Hazrat explained to him that the habits of the dog, how filthy, when you stay in the company of the dog, that sobat, all that will affect you. He was overtaken. That this is like very scientifically proven, the saliva of the dog, how harmful, how terrible it is. Now he was overtaken and he was shocked. And then he even went to Aligarh and he explained that, Hakimul Ummat, I met him. What explanation he gave? Hazrat says, look at it. The real answer, we just overlooked. The command of Allah, which is the main thing, we overlook. We get overtaken. No, he gave me a scientific answer. So even in deen, we get overtaken. If there's no workshop, if there's no different departments, if there's no this, there's no that, there's no files, then we are not progressing. Allahu Akbar. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is plain and simple, straightforward. So Allah Ta'ala send as to come out of our darkness, to come out of our slumber also. The reality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the noor of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two noors, noorun ala noor, the noor of Qur'ani Kareem, the direct noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made that in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's embodiment. Allah ta'ala made that the Qur'ani Kareem, the practical Qur'ani Kareem. Today we don't have time for Qur'ani Kareem. We don't have time for the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we say Hakimul Ummat. These great personalities that Allah Ta'ala gave them such hikmat, spiritual hikmat. You go to a hakim that's very excellent, he hardly touches your pulse and say, he knew all my bimari and he gave me, we were overtaken. But these hakims, the spiritual hikmat hakims, which are seeing our bimari openly and giving us the remedy, that we overlook, we don't realize that these are the men we should connect ourselves, connect our hearts to. And this is the fikr that they have got, that how we can come out. Nabi Kareem saw some fikr was what? لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala had to console and pacify Hazrat Nabi Kareem saw some, that your responsibility what we have given you of teaching the ummah, teaching the people how to make tilawat of Qur'an Kareem and purifying their hearts, and teaching them ta'aleem of Qur'an Kareem. That is your responsibility. If they don't take heed, and they don't turn, you don't have to become overtaken and feel like tearing your chest apart. Why is this person going towards Jahannam? Why is this person going towards the opposite side? And this is exactly how the Ahlullah feel. Those that have followed in the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That how is it that people can't see the beauty of sunnah? How is it? Today we want to do so many different strategies to try and, Allahu Akbar, uplift the ummah. The whole world is talking, every organization, every dua, Ya Allah, unite the ummah, unite the ummah. And as I mentioned, our Shaykh says, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Allah also wants us to be united. And that prescription also Allah Ta'ala has given. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْجِ جَمِيعًا مَا عَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allahu Akbar. Allah says you can have so many gatherings and you can have so many different types of workshops and whatever you can have, and you can spend millions to unite the hearts. You won't unite the hearts. The heart Allah has created, and Allah has made the medicine for unity. And the medicine for unity, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this noor. Look at those hearts that were totally Allahu Akbar for their own family members. They used to murder one another and drink the blood. So much nafrat came. So much nafrat for the woman folk. No respect for them. Nothing, just intoxicated in their wine, in their alcohol, in all their things. How did Allah Ta'ala unite that heart? Allah said, قَدْ جَاءَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ Allah sent the nur of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When those hearts got connected to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in a split moment, that nur from the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was transferred into that heart. Many times we say, how does nur get transferred? When we sit open-hearted in the company of the Ahlullah, with the correct niyat, as our Shaykh says, these days our deen also, aliyazu billah, has become just entertainment. You go to a istima also, or you hear a new, a hazrat came to town, you go and listen to his bayan. Why? Let me hear how he talks. Let me hear how he presents. Now his bayan is another program, another place. Your friend says, let's go. Who's speaking? Oh, hazrat, I heard him yesterday. He's fine. I know. I know how he talks already. So our niyat, there's no reality. That hakikat is not there. Our deen also just outward. Everything we just want, entertainment. That reality has to come. Like when a person sits with an open heart, without realizing, you'll see that something is now pulling you towards. Some current has come into your heart. And what you thought, I can't leave my sport out. I can't leave my commentary. I can't leave watching as woman. Now you see you have nafrat. You have just inclination towards this. But for this, respected elders and friends, these Islahi jilfas, these speaker of our mashayikh, in this time and age, as we learning over and over, when Allah has commanded, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, that be with the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every zamana, and Allah ta'ala's kareem, Allah is so kind, according to our weakness, that's the type of mashayikh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send. And according to how best for our Islam, that is the prescription they will give us. In the previous times, the environment was not so cunning like today. That time the mujahada was to make 120,000 Allah Allah, 120,000 La ilaha illallah. What will happen to us? In that time our mashayikh says, your 100 La ilaha illallah, your 100 Allah Allah, will have a similar effect. But the mujahada at this time is guna choro. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Dawam Barakatum, and all this through the sadqa of our Hazrat we have learned. So we shouldn't forget our immediate link. And we shouldn't think, no, we want to jump high. Many a times the buzrug come, you think, hey, let me now take bad to that person. Let me, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Arif Billah, our Dada Shaykh puts it so beautifully, so easy. He says, if you got a heart problem, and now you heard Professor Chris Barnard, he is the best heart specialist in the world, and I only want to do my heart treatment from him. He says, you'll wait in the whole line till you your heart fail and you'll go Kabristan. But that same treatment that can be done, one of his top students, he is also, like you want to buy a ticket, there's one main window. And the line is full. On the other side is a small window. And very few people know. But you go there, you still get the same ticket. But you feel, no, I want to be in the main line. I also want to be a main man. So you'll wait till Qiyamah, your treatment won't get done. You'll lose the train also, you won't get your ticket. So Allah Ta'ala, when in the heart it comes, Allahu Akbar, like Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali Hazrat explains, when in the heart it comes that now I must change my life. Now I must make tawbah, istighfar. This is what is called jazb. At that moment Allah is pulling you. If you see a great personality and you feel you incline to this person, you see the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can have easier interaction with that person, then Allah Ta'ala is pulling you towards him. And that is now your means. Get connected to these people and then see Allahu Akbar. This connection with the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this will make us insan. This will make us understand our reality, who we are. Like I said, Allah Ta'ala is our Rabb. Allah is more concerned of all our physical nourishment, and Allah has made such arrangements for us. Our parents can't make that arrangements. And men, and we see it over and over in the world. And these days it's so common. Accidents, Allah Ta'ala save us all. Everybody is gone. The father, mother, the poor small child is alive. And we all saying, Bicharu Masum Bachu, who is going to take care of their child? What's going to happen? That child grows up and becomes what? Allahu Akbar. One example, Namrud. Malakul Maut, when somebody asked him, which was the occasion you really felt in this task of yours, which is difficult, you felt very hurt. He says, there was two occasions that I felt very sad. In fact, this was, Nabi Kareem S.A.W. explains this dialogue with Malakul Maut and Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Allah Ta'ala is saying, O Malakul Maut, which was the occasion you felt very hurt? He said, Ya Allah, there was one occasion when there was a ship on the ocean, and now you send the storm, the ship was wrecked, everybody got destroyed, drowned. There was one mother that was holding onto the a plank with her baby, and you secured them, you brought them to the ocean. You brought them to the shore. When they came onto the shore, the mother now was secured with her baby, and the mother felt now they're out of the storm. At that time you commanded me, Ya Allah, you commanded me going to take the child of the mother, the ruh of the mother. At that time I felt hurt, Ya Allah. After this great storm, they came out on the ocean, on the shore, and now the baby or the mother, at least she's got, the baby has got somebody to take care. At that time I took the soul, I had to take the ruh of this mother. I felt very sad that baby, what's going to happen? Then what was the second occasion? He says when Namrud, he reached such height of insanity, intoxicated with dunya, when we don't make our islah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. When you make your islah, your spiritual reformation, then you are successful already. Our desire, what we want, success, Allah has given it. And if you don't take heed, you'll be totally destroyed. You'll start making a claim that I'll build my jannat. Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat again says so beautifully, he says, what is wrong with us? That when it comes to dunya, we make every effort for our success. And when it comes to deen, and the ulama explain to us, if you don't make your islah, and you don't reform yourself, your physical diseases will end by the time you go in the qabr. No more heart attack, no more problems. But your physical disease, you'll have to go via Jahannam for treatment. Allah Ta'ala save us all. So he says, we get some wretched people that will say, now my new Maulvis go straight to Jannat, we'll come via Jahannam. When Islam is not made, he says, you have this audacity. He says, when Islam is not made, he says, even the kami amongst the ulama, that we'll recite Qur'an-i Kareem, lot of bihas, tahqiqat, and we'll read the ayat, we'll make lot of discussion, all the tarqeeds, etc. But we don't make the tadabbur, ponder, why did Allah reveal this ayat? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Why did Allah Ta'ala reveal it? We know the tarqeeds, we know the whole discussion, but Allah is giving our medicine for success that we forget about. We don't. So the Namrud became so wretched, he said, I'll build my jannat. And when he built his castle, which he thought is Jannat, when he was about to enter the door, Allah Ta'ala said, Malakul Maut, take his soul. Malakul Maut says, Ya Allah, at that occasion also I felt at least he could step into his Jannat. Allah says, O Malakul Maut, that child whose mother's ruh you took, this was the man. Then his eyes will say, Ya Allah, you are Rabb, you are Kareem, you are that Rabb, who's not only concerned of my physical nourishment. Allah is so concerned of our spiritual nourishment that Allah says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give this message to mankind. Kul innani hadani rabbi ila siratim mustaqim. That Allah has guided me. It's not what I'm saying. The sunnah is not my makeup thing. This is my Rabb who's got the concern of my rabubiyat, my physical nourishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's concerned of our physical nourishment, our spiritual nourishment even more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pass this message to my servants, that this sirat-i-mustaqim, this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is from my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I realize I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I realize I'm the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person's naturally from his heart it will come out. Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And that's what we get from the Ahlullah, to open our hearts. That this x-ray of this operation of the heart takes place. And then I realize I'm the servant, I'm the ordinary servant of Allah. Whatever I do, every aspect of my life, and most important my deen, the most important aspect of my deen, my namaz, I should perfect it. It's all for Allah. All my ibadat, my loving, my dying, I learn how to die from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to end of our Dada Shaykh's beautiful poem, how he says, Tere aashiko me jina, tere aashiko me marna. That, oh Allah, I just love to love with your lovers, and I just love to die. Why? Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tere dard kya hi ya Rab, tere aashiko se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Like Hazrat says, we didn't know there's a thing like your love, oh Allah. We knew there's ibadah, there's namaz, everything, and we'll get sawab. But that love of Allah, that enjoyment to just do ibadat, that Allah Ta'ala must just be happy, my loving, my dying, just for my Allah, this reality that has to come to us. This is this burning feeling that our Hazrat travels throughout the world, that sare jahan mein fir fir ki ya Rab, sare alam ko majnu banaye. That the whole world, now we intoxicated in darkness, become intoxicated in the nur, in the love of Allah, in the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the whole world become mad and do what? Allahu Akbar. Sare alam ko majnu banakar, ya Rab tere geet gaye. That everybody starts singing your song, ya Allah, that we realize, you brought me into existence, you are giving me my nourishment, and if we don't realize this fact again, Allahu Akbar. Our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damra Khatum says, then our condition becomes is, Allahu Akbar, khatai Rahman ki, ghatai Shaitan ki. We eat the food of Allah out of His mercy, and we're singing the songs of Shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, and make us realize what is the true object and purpose of these gatherings, and we make our niyat at least. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat says, at least realize that Islah is for us. Make the niyat for our Islah. Make the fikr for our Islah. Now find a shaykh now. Now whatever zikr he prescribes, be punctual of that. And whatever teachings he does, be obedient on that, myself first of all. And then save yourself very, very harmful from any badgumani with regard to your shaykh. From any causing harm to the shaykh. These things become blockage in our progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to spend our time correctly, and we go back at least with the speaker and the yearning that, ya Allah, I also want to become yours. Make me yours, you become mine. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.